fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday. On Monday, the 20th of February, the preparative of the day is to check all your food storage. Be sure and check everything. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. He will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And we have a question or comment from Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. And Sam, I just want to say that don't discount profits. You probably don't know the profits that I know of and I follow, and because we can't get the news. I mean, unless it's YouTube. I mean, because for years, you know, they'd have an anti-abortion march and they'd put a man dressed up like a woman to look real stupid about 6'5" and right in the middle, and that's all they show. Or they show when you have a million people in Washington, you just have 3 or 4 over there having a picnic, and that's all the media would show you. So you don't really know what's going on out there unless, well, I put God TV on my cell phone. I think he is in charge of it sometimes. But really, if we could buy some time, I believe if we would go ahead and throw out Roe v. Wade. I mean, come on, John, think about it. Not only are we killing our own soldiers and people, but 70,000, 70 million, isn't that about what it was? Dead babies, just because they're inconvenient and we want God to help us for anything? There won't be a place to hide, John. No place to hide until we get right with God.
Okay.
No place to hide.
Well, thank you for your comment. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade would be important, and we look forward to that happening someday, but that's not what's in our face right now, is it, Sam?
No, as a matter of fact, and this will be a very controversial statement, I'm sure. Let me say first that I consider abortion one of the most evil things that women do. you know, women always talk about men causing these wars and stuff. Women kill more human beings than men do by a factor of 10, and they do it by killing their unborn children. And I believe that is as evil can be. We've probably killed the person that would have solved cancer. We probably killed the researcher that would have discovered how to defeat all kinds of diseases. And that's the penalty. When you kill unborn children, you don't just kill the person. You kill their God-given talent and their contributions to society. And we need all of God's children functioning on this earth. And God will make this whole at some point. But right now, the immediate threat is what's going on in the world with our corrupt government and the consequences that our corrupt government has brought on us. The greed of our corrupt leaders in the United States and Europe has basically funded the primer of World War III. And that's what we're dealing with right now. How do we mitigate the damage? How do we shut it down? How do we keep this planet from going into a world war that will be catastrophic on a level that the human mind cannot imagine?
Agreed. I agree, absolutely. Well, it comes back to individuals taking care of themselves and their families, the ones that they love and care for, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, that's priority one. What do you need to do to protect yourself and your family? And I hear guys say all the time, oh, I'd die for my wife and kids. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Your job is to live for your wife and kids. You got to take care of yourself or you're of no use to anyone else. Let me say that again. You have to take care of yourself or you're of no use to anyone else. You can't be there for your wife and kids if you go out and get yourself killed. So you've got to be wise. You've got to be shrewd. And this is the problem with most people is they romanticize war, they romanticize death, they romanticize sacrifice. And look, I'm all about unselfishness. If it's done in an intelligent, organized, effective way. But when you're dealing with evil, you've got to be shrewd. By the way, that's a biblical concept. That's not Sam talking.
Right.
Now, it's important that you learn self-care. You learn to eat right. You learn to keep yourself in shape so you can perform physically. I mean, this is critical stuff.
It is.
And if you do that, then you're in a much better position to protect your wife, your husband, your children, your grandparents, your parents, whoever may need your help in your life. But you've got to take care of your immediate sphere first before you're of any use to the community.
Well, Sam, when I'm commanding men in the field, I'll quickly identify the man who will go without sleep too long. We'll miss meals and so forth. And I'll just take him aside and say, you need to slow down, young trooper. You know, we need you. And what you're doing is going to wear you out, and you're going to be useless to yourself and everybody else. So slow down, get some sleep, get a good meal, and get with the team here. So the team will have you when we need you. And you've probably had those same conversations, haven't you, Sam?
I'm going to give you a real-world example of that. Do we have a caller on hold?
We do.
Let's take that caller, and then I'll get into a real-world example of how important what you just said is.
Okay. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I'm going to get back on firearms, and specifically, Sam, I'd like to know a little about the 730 Waters, how it was developed, how they sized the case, and most importantly, why. I know a lot of guys like to shoot it. I know very little about it.
Well, I don't know anything about the 730 Waters. Never shot it. Never loaded it. It's one of the few cartridges I've never even seen fired. I don't know anybody in a modern environment that's shooting it. And so that's one thing I probably cannot help you with from a firearm standpoint. I just know nothing about the cartridge.
Okay, well, I know the ones that are shooting it are using the Contender, basically target pistols. All right, that answers the question.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, John.
Wish
I appreciate
could,
the call.
Wish you could help me.
Okay. Yep. Well, let's hear your real-world example. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so I head to Sugar Pine Mine years ago to help protect a mine from the BLM. Now, when I say BLM, I'm not saying Black Lives Matter. What I'm actually saying is the Bureau of Land Management.
Right.
To protect this gold mine from the feds. In Oregon, there was a mine on Quartz Creek called Sugar Pine Mine. And the BLM wanted to take it. One of the richest gold deposits in Oregon. And the BLM wanted to take it from three men who rightfully owned it. And they started playing dirty. They started burning miners out of their cabin, threatening miners, stealing their equipment, harassing miners. And they got after these guys. And these guys asked for help from patriots. And so 100 people showed up and encircled this property and dared the BLM to try any BS. So they guarded this mine for over 3 months while the feds were trying to take it aggressively, and we got them into court and eventually won. And the head of the local BLM office was on video shredding in the BLM office in their paper shredder, shredding the documents that prove these guys rightfully owned the mine. And he got caught eventually. But about 6 weeks into this deal, I got a call from some friends on the West Coast saying, Sam, we need help. We've got helicopters and they're probing us and people are starting to get really concerned. We need a higher level of expertise. Can you bring a team out? And I said, be there in 2 days. So I put a team together. We went out there, and it was a mess. They had 100 people there in a camp, and these guys looked like the Walking Dead. Most of them had only been there 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been rotating people in and out, and they were exhausted. They weren't sleeping right. They weren't eating on a regular schedule. They were freezing at night, the guys out on post. They were cutting firewood constantly. The chainsaws were running all day, and they were running the wood out to these guard posts so these guys could build fires and try and stay warm at night. It was getting down to about 15 degrees at night.
Right.
And I was astonished. A lot of them were veterans. And so there came a point where Joseph Rice had to go visit the doctor and do some other things. And he looked at me and said, Sam, you have tactical command of this camp. And so I did a couple of things. I made some changes. And these changes are critical. The first thing I did was I sent someone into town to buy 2 carbide teeth fresh chainsaw blades. Chains.
All right.
I took a chainsaw. It took me 45 seconds to get through a 14-inch log. And the blades would walk in a curve as you tried to cut the log. That's how dull these chains were.
Right, right.
So I went and got carbide chains and spare chains, sent a guy in to buy 4 chains, 2 for each saw. And then I put everybody on a shift. So I put my most experienced guys on from 10 o'clock at night till daylight. Put my least experienced people on in the morning, and my third, you know, rank them 1, 2, 3, number 2 teams had them on in the afternoons until 10:30. And everybody started sleeping on a regular schedule, eating on a regular schedule. Then I showed them how to create reflectors in the cliffs, showed them how to light a fire next to the cliff and then smack it with an axe or a maul and create this big dish in the rock, and then build the fire in the dish, and then stretch a tarp over the fire, And then we cut these giant fir trees and drug them up 12 feet from the fire and tied the tarp to these logs and cut seats in them. Now we had a reflector above, a reflector on the side, and a place for guys to sit. There were legitimate rifle cover by these fires. We started burning 1/5 the wood. And with the combination of the sharp chainsaws and the reflector designs on the post, the outpost areas, all of a sudden people weren't spending 2 hours, 3 hours a day cutting wood in addition to their guard duty. All of a sudden they're spending 20 minutes cutting wood, sleeping an 8-hour shift, eating on time, and within 3 days we went from a bunch of walking zombies to a bunch of wide awake, happy people.
Fantastic.
And when you're wide awake and you're healthy and you're on a good sleep cycle, you're better at defending things.
Absolutely.
Dramatically better and more alert. Now, what made me realize that this was such an issue was I was sitting on a mountain ridge in a high position in a hide, in an overwatch position over the camp, because I could hit, you know, something the size of a half dollar half a mile away. And I had the equipment and the men to do that. And so we were all in overwatch positions. And the first day we were out there, this white plane took off 10, 12 miles to the south and started gaining altitude, headed north, and flew right over the camp. And it was just an amateur pilot in a 172 RG, brand new, perfectly painted, perfectly waxed, immaculate, shiny aircraft.
Right.
And he flies straight over us, doesn't even give us a wink or a nod, doesn't even know we're underneath him. And there are guys on the ground in the camp, 30 or 40 of them, that were on the radio. And they saw the glint of the sun off this shiny waxed aircraft. And they started claiming that the airplane was dropping incendiary devices on our camp. They were going to try and burn the forest and blame the Patriots guarding the mine.
Good God.
This is what happens when you don't sleep and you don't eat on a regular basis. Your ability to do threat assessment disappears. You start to imagine things that aren't real. Now, Joseph Rice, who was the leader of this whole operation, he came back from his medical deal and he said, "What did you see?" And I said, "I saw a white aircraft. No windows open, no hatches open, nothing dropped out. I saw the glint off a white aircraft, the sun shining off of it and sparkling off of it. I didn't see any incendiary devices dropped. And by the way, this is the model of the aircraft, and this is the tail number. I was looking at it through 20-power Steiner binoculars.
Right.
I could see the thumbnail on the guy's left hand on the yoke of the aircraft. That's how detailed a look I got of this guy."
Right.
And Joseph just kind of smiled. He says, "All right, I'll calm everybody down." But see, this is what happens after a few days of lack of sleep. Your ability to judge and to assess and to show discernment flat disappears. And that's why you have to take care of yourself to be of any use to anyone else.
Roger that. Roger that. And I hope that's a good heads up for everybody out there. The same thing, that you need proper rest, you need proper sleep, you need proper nutrition and proper hydration, of course. Staying hydrated is very important. And a good mental attitude as well. Correct.
It's all about attitude and effort.
That's right. We got open lines. You got a question or comment? This is Farmers Monday at 512-248-8252. Will this current crisis affect the availability or price of ammunition, do you think, sir?
Well, it's going to dramatically affect it, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that today, but we got a break coming up. We'll hit it
after. We have a break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Well, if you've been procrastinating, the time for that is over. EMP Shield devices are in stock, ready for immediate shipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. Sam, what's going on with ammunition, sir?
Well, we're starting to see a lot of ammo show up on the shelves. I mean, it's interesting. Targets Sports USA has got ammo. If I can get to their website here real quick. Let's just go to 9mm ammo. So Target Sports USA has 9mm ammunition in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 different types of 9mm ammunition are now in stock. How
Very
about
nice.
That?
Very
Is
nice.
That's different than a year ago. Let's look at another caliber here. 5.56 ammo. Let's see what's in stock. I see Winchester M855 in stock right now. 200 rounds for $120. That's a hell of a deal. If you need 5.56 ammo, you should have some green tip. Not all, but I would say at least 10% green tip. I would, and you don't have any, I'd go there and I'd buy it right now. Let's look at 308 ammunition.
I'm there right now.
Just one site. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 16 different types of 308 ammo in stock right now, including Hornady match ammo with a 168 grain ELD match and Black Hills 175 grain. And Federal Gold Medal is in stock right now. And Cellier and Beloit 168 match. PMC, X-TAC match. All these ammos are available for sale. Let's look at 45 ACP. If you've got a 45 pistol, let's see what's in stock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different types of 45 ACP ammo are now in stock available for sale.
Outstanding. Well, that's good news. That's good news. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Andrews. Thank you for taking my call. I have one comment and one request. First, my comment that for Firearms Monday, Mr. Andrews is very justified in giving that example of self-care being first before we can do other things, because we should be able to do something for others only if we are in good enough shape. So my example is that I stopped air travel in 2018, but it's very common to recall that when the instructions are given for emergency landing and so on and so forth, so passengers are told first to wear their own mask and only then try to put on one like those oxygen masks for a child or fellow passenger or something like that. So that underlines how self-care is more important than able to do anything next or anything else. And my other request is to have some guidance on shotguns. I have heard Mr. Andrews saying that the function of a pistol is to allow a person to have some time to pick up a rifle. So where does the shotgun fall between a handgun and a rifle? So that was my request for him to educate us on.
Yes.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great question. So years ago, the shotgun played an incredible role in home defense. And that's because if you had a person break into your house and you hit him with a 12-gauge or a 16-gauge or a 20-gauge round at close range inside your home, he's pretty much done. A very, very effective weapon on one attacker. The reason why we don't talk much about shotguns these days is because from a tactical perspective, they've been relegated to breaching doors, basically. And that is because in the modern threat environment, you rarely have to deal with just one threat. You almost always nowadays, people are breaking into homes with 5 to 7 to 15 to 20 people. They're breaking into stores with 30 to 50 people. The shotgun, because of its recoil recovery time being long and its recoil being significantly high relative to a good semi-auto rifle, the shotgun is no longer the preferred weapon. We would much prefer you have a 30-round magazine in a good semi-auto rifle with a red dot sight. And we're at the break.
We are at the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born, in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. In normal times, the Energy Cleaner will help you get a better night's sleep and have more energy, be pain-free, especially from arthritis pain. In hard times, what little sleep you get will be enhanced and made better with the Energy Cleaner. I'm getting a fresh delivery soon. I've got all the mattress pads in stock. And for all you folks who already have an Energy Cleaner, the new Micro Plus throws are warm and cozy. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. Everything's available for sale at my website with PayPal at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line also. That's 800-592-9543. And this is Farms Monday. We are visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website to sign up for a class is... check out the classes is freedomcentertraining.com. To sign up for a class, just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And we're having some discussion here about the attributes of shotguns for home defense. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, like we were saying before the break, a shotgun used to be a good tool for home defense, that's not the case any longer. The threat and the types of threats have changed dramatically. And you need a semi-auto with magazines preloaded. And the shotguns, we use beanbags and stuff to breach doors with in an assault-type situation. But other than that, I wouldn't want one in my hand. Your chances of survivability in a fight are much better with a short, compact, semi-auto rifle with a red dot sight. And it really is about survivability. And so, for example, you take a shotgun and you set up six targets. And let's say a guy's reaction time is equal, like 0.5 of a second. And then his recoil recovery time to go from target 1 to target 2 to target 3 is 0.25 of a second or 0.30 of a second. With an AR-15, you can go from target to target to target in almost half that time. And that's because managing the recoil and getting back on target takes so much longer with a shotgun that in a multiple threat scenario, the lethality of the shotgun becomes less important, and the ability to deal with multiple targets quickly becomes significantly more important to survivability.
Okay, Amit, you got your answer. Anything else, sir? Okay, Amit's gone. So
I think he's gone. He's probably listening, but I think he hung up.
Yep, no problem. Okay, what direction you want to go next, Sam?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about long-range shooting. We've had tremendous luck with some of these A-tip bullets. Now, the A-tip bullets right now are $80 a box. They're probably $10 to $15 higher than a lot of other long-range match bullets. But I'm telling you, the accuracy of some of these A-tips that we've been testing is better than anything else on the market.
Okay. What is an A-tip bullet and who makes it?
It's made by Hornady. It's a long-range, low-drag boat tail with an aluminum tip, and that's why they call it an A-tip. It has an incredibly high ballistic coefficient. In other words, it doesn't have much drag. It flies a long way and carries a lot of energy downrange. The A-tips carry so much energy downrange that a .30-06 at 1,000 yards hits with 400 foot-pounds less energy than a 153 A-tip out of a 260 Remington. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And the wind deflection is 40% less. I mean, it just incredible performance out of these modern bullets. Now, let's talk about bullet prices. So if you're a hand loader, 2 years ago you were buying bullets, you were paying $25 to $35 a box for 100 boat tail bullets to shoot through your long range rifle.
Right.
Now you're paying $55 to $70 for a box of 100. And I've just been told that copper and lead are becoming increasingly scarce. A large bullet manufacturer that I'm aware of is now buying copper out of Europe because they can't get it in Texas. Think about that, folks.
Really?
Yep. And so I expect in this environment the cost of projectiles to double or triple in the next 12 months.
Really?
Damn. Yep. So if you want to get your money out of the banks and put it someplace safe, buy some brass or bullets. It'd be a lot better investment than leaving cash with a bank where they can electronically rob you in milliseconds.
Pretty amazing. So this aluminum tip, what does it do? Does it put the weight farther back into the bullet to help stabilize it?
No, actually the weight being further forward helps stabilize it.
Okay.
You want the center of something like an arrow. It doesn't have to spin to be stable because the center of gravity is ahead of the center of pressure.
Right.
Where a bullet is the opposite, the center of pressure is ahead of the center of gravity, so you have to spin it at 260,000 RPM to get it to stabilize and fly straight.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Is there loaded ammunition with the A-tip bullets?
Yes, there is. Hornady's producing loaded ammunition with the A-tips.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look into that. I'm always looking for that extra little edge there. Hornady A-tip.
Of course, I would recommend hand loading an A-tip in Lapua brass if you want the ultimate in accuracy. But those bullets are on the outside. I would seriously, you know, people say, well, I can't get powder and I can't get primer, so why should I buy bullets or brass? Well, there are manufacturers coming online to produce powders. I've seen two relatively new manufacturers producing powder come online in the last couple of years. So, you know, have a little faith in the ingenuity of Americans. And if there's a buck to be made making powder and primer, sooner or later you're going to see new companies doing it.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
And so have a little faith. Get your money out of the banks. Invest in a thermal. Invest in some brass or some bullets or something that'll be of value, or silver. I don't know that I would buy gold at this point. It's kind of at an all-time high. But if you're going to put your money in precious metals, I'd try copper, lead, or silver. Because I believe the value of that's going to double in the next 12 months, particularly when China starts to light up Taiwan and things change dynamically from a world market standpoint.
Yep. Well, there goes the computer chips if they take Taiwan.
Yep. People have no idea the number of printed circuit boards and computer chips that are produced in Taiwan. Cars, bulldozers, trucks, appliances in your home. I mean, Taiwan supports so much of the American lifestyle.
Yep, yep, they do. Yep, then they're an embarrassment to mainland China because they're, what, one-tenth the size of mainland China with a GDP that's world-class.
Yeah, Taiwan has some really productive businessmen, really productive, hardworking people.
They do, absolutely.
So I want to talk a little bit about why Russia went after Ukraine.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's important to understand why Russia went after Ukraine. Let's talk about Ukraine for a second. Ukraine is the number one country in Europe with reserves of uranium ores. They're second in Europe and 10th place in the world in titanium ore reserves. They're second in the world in manganese ores. They're second largest in the world in iron ore. They're second in Europe in terms of mercury ore. They're third in Europe, 13th in the world in shale gas reserves. It's estimated over 22 trillion cubic meters. Oh. That's right, 22 trillion. They're fourth in the world in the total value of all their natural resources. Okay? They're number one in Europe in terms of arable land. They're the third largest holder of black soil. That's highly fertile soil. They literally hold 25% of the world's volume of black fertile soil. They were the breadbasket for the Soviet Union, and that's why Putin wants them back. They have tremendous natural resources. Ukraine grows enough food to feed 600 million people.
Good God.
There's only 40 million people in Ukraine. You wonder why Putin wants this country?
Mm-hmm. Don't wonder at all.
Yeah, and so when I tell you these tyrants are just thieves and they're not to be feared, it's the truth. Putin isn't some just moral guy trying to right the wrongs of Ukrainian people that identify as Russians. That's all BS. Putin is a thief. He's just a common thief. So is Biden. So is the gals and the politicians in Germany and Poland and France and Great Britain. All they've done is try and enrich themselves. And that's all Putin is doing, is enriching himself and his country by stealing what is Ukraine's. I'm kind of in the Texas realm of things at this point. I haven't been there, you know, in 40 years, but I'm ready to start shooting people that steal. You know, in Missouri, our laws, as you know, John, you teach this stuff, right. But we don't allow people to use lethal force to protect property.
That's right.
But I'm ready to go there right now, John. You know, I think the Ukrainians have every right to use lethal force to prevent Putin from stealing their country and destroying their society.
Well, with all that mineral wealth in Ukraine, they could be the entire country and all the people could be incredibly well off, couldn't they, if it was managed properly?
Oh, Ukraine has so much corruption, and the corruption is part of the weakness that Putin saw. Also, he saw the weakness in America and NATO, and that's what emboldened him to make this move. But, you know, as far as food goes, Ukraine is the number one world exporter of sunflower and sunflower oil. They're number two in barley production, fourth in exports. They're number three in the exporter of corn in the world. They're the fourth largest producer of potatoes in the world, fifth largest rye producer, fifth place in the world in bee and honey.
Really?
Production, yeah.
Amazing.
Eighth place in the world in wheat exports, and ninth place in the world in the production of chicken eggs. I'm telling you, Ukraine is an incredibly valuable asset. We let this fall in the hands of Russia, and we allow Europe and NATO countries to keep buying gas and oil from Russia, and Putin will amass an army to destroy life as we know it on this planet.
Well, that's the goal of the combined forces of Russia and China. That is their goal, to rule the world. That is their goal.
You know, I had a history teacher in ninth grade, and let me tell you something, that was a long time ago. You know, you're talking back in the early 70s. And this history teacher told me that the Bible predicted that the bear and the dragon would oppose the lion and the eagle. And I asked him what that meant. And he said, it means that Russia and China will go to war against Great Britain and the United States. And I thought to myself, a fascinating comment to hear in a public school history class. But he said, mark my words. And I said, but China and Russia hate each other. They're not allies. He said, I know that. But when you see China ally with Russia, stand by. Stuff's about to go down.
Right, right. Well, that was all a subterfuge anyway. There was never, at the very top, there was never a break between Russia and China. It was all for public consumption. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning, John and Sam. Got a question for you, Sam. You were talking about green tip ammo a while ago. Is there any tactical thing that just a normal person who's never been in the military... would it be an advantage to have a 30-round magazine with the first 5 or 10 with green tip and the rest ball ammo, or maybe the vice versa, first 5 or 10, you know, ball ammo, and then saving the last 5 or 10 rounds for green tip?
We don't really do it that way. You know, I know some not very skilled operators that used to alternate frangible ammo with green tip. And generally speaking, the top guys have certain magazines on their kit. Like, let's say you're carrying 10 mags, 300 rounds on your kit, or maybe 8 mags, 240 rounds. You'll have 2 magazines that in a particular pocket on your kit, same pocket every time, so you know where they are in the dark. You'll have the armor-piercing ammo in those pockets, and then you'll have the other ammo in the rest of your pockets. So generally, we like... for 223, we like the 53 grain VMAX. It carries a lot of energy downrange. It shoots really flat, and the terminal performance on humans is spectacular. The green tip will just poke a hole. That was the problem in Mogadishu. Everybody had green tip, and these guys were basically dehydrated, the enemy was, and they were all high on cot. And so you put five holes in them, and they're still shooting back at you. That's because we weren't getting any bullet performance. The bullet would go through them, and the bullets are hot when they go through the human body, and they cauterize small arteries and veins, and they don't expand. So it's like getting shot with an arrow with no broadhead. It hurts. You're going to bleed a little, but unless you hit the heart, the spine, or central CNS area, you're not going to get an instant incapacitation. So we want frangible bullets that create a large shock wave like the VMAX. And we use the VMAX bullets, the 53s, the 55s. And then we keep a couple mags of armor-piercing if we have to deal with vehicles.
All right. Well, hold on, Lane. We got a break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Okay.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Well, Lane, you got a pretty comprehensive answer there. Do you have any follow-up or question or comment here?
Yes, I do. One more. I'm assuming we're talking about green tip for anti-personnel. Are there any other targets you would find that particularly useful for? In other words, not people.
you're on mute there, Sam.
We don't use green tip on people. Okay, we'd much prefer a frangible bullet like a VMAX on a person. if we have to use green tip, it's because we have to shoot through something to get to people. So if you're shooting through windshields, or you're shooting through automobile steel, or you're shooting through walls, you know, drywall kind of thing, not CMU. But we use green tip when the penetration profile of a frangible bullet isn't enough to reach the target. It won't exceed the threshold necessary to reach the threat.
Well, I was just assuming that was used for, the green tip was for like body armor, which, well.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Any rifle round will penetrate soft armor. Okay? And the green tip will defeat some level 3 plates. But it has to hit a plate to be terminally effective. You're better off shooting someone in the pelvic region with a non-frangible bullet than you are shooting them in the chest with green tip.
That's dirty pool, but I think it probably works.
If you want to end a fight, you shoot them in the pelvic girdle, they fold in half, drop on the ground like a puppet with a string cut, and you move on to the next target.
Tell me specifically, if I was looking for frangible, what specific name brand or whatever that would be?
I would look for a Hornady round with a VMAX bullet between 50 and 55 grains.
Hornady VMAX, okay. My good tip for the day. Thanks.
Okay.
We load our own with 26.5 grains of benchmark and a 53 grain VMAX. It's the most effective 2-3 round anti-personnel round you can find.
Let me just add, I've reloaded a lot of ammo, but I tried 223. I gave up because every time, no matter what I did, I put the bullet, seating the bullet, and the die, it would crimp. It would deform that case so much, it just ruined the case. And I tried. I just finally said, well, at the time, 223 was 10 cents around. I just quit reloading it. But I've never had that problem.
Call me on Wednesday. We'll cure all of that.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Lane, thank you for the call.
All right.
Got about 60 seconds maybe to wrap up your thoughts for the week here, sir.
John, we've learned two lessons this week. Don't buy things from people that want to kill you. Never fund the enemy. And we also learned that the battlefield has changed. You've got to protect yourself against cyber warfare. You've got to do the things that protect you and your family against cyber warfare. Those are the two takeaways of this week, and I hope a lot of people are hearing this message.
I hope they are. Well, we know they are. We got a huge audience. Thanks, Sam. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
John, let freedom ring. Have a great week.
Roger that. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.